Am I worthy of a scholarship? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Am I worthy of a scholarship? So many people write to the University of Healing who say that they are indigent, and that they have no money, and that they have no income, and they have a great need for the courses of the University of Healing. And they want a scholarship that will allow them to take the courses and not owe any money for it. Well, we work with people in many areas, in many ways. And when we work with people who want a scholarship, we say very definitely to them, now, this is a scholarship, but take it upon yourself that you definitely plan on paying back whatever you received from your scholarship whenever the time is available for you to do it. Plan on paying it back, because if you don't, you'll always feel that you have taken money from somebody else who could use the scholarship when you yourself are making more money. Now, do you expect that taking any college courses that you're going to become less prosperous, less successful in your life? Do you think that the poverty that you're experiencing now with no money for going to college or no money to take courses and no money to do classes, that this is going to last forever? If that is your attitude, then you are a very poor choice indeed for calling yourself a spiritually illumined person. Everyone who takes the courses of the University of Healing presumably is going to experience great joy, great happiness, great harmony, great abundance, great health. They're going to enjoy all these things because that's what they're learning about. That's what they're training about. And if you have taken the course with the idea of not paying back whatever the scholarship was that was given to you, then you'll find that you will continue to live in poverty. You will continue to live in limitation of every way, shape, and form because you don't think that you're worthy. You don't think that you're worthy of anything at all. There were a lot of different people who have come through my life, and I have helped them in many ways. I've loaned them money from time to time. That's in the past. I don't do that anymore. I have helped them to achieve scholarships and helped them to achieve learning circumstances that are beneficial to them. And I've always said to them, well, now, this is something you one day will want to pay back as you enjoy prosperity and abundance in your life. And so it has happened that many of these people have paid back whatever the scholarship was, whatever the loan was, and they did it with interest. They said, you know, the money you loaned to me and I used for a period of time, you certainly should have interest on it. And so they included that interest when they paid back the loan or the scholarship that they received. Now, those people who have not paid back the scholarship, I'm aware of them, and their life is still poverty. Their life is still limitation because that's the way they've taught themselves to think. That's the way they've taught themselves to act. That's the way they've taught themselves to believe of their personal worth. We have one student here at the university who is a very exceptional person, but this student feels that other people can walk all over her. This has been her experience from the beginning of time, and I've told this person again and again, don't do that. You are a worthwhile person. You are a worthy person. Do not let people push your buttons in a negative way. Always stand up for who you are and be something who you are that's worthwhile. And if you are a worthwhile being, then that's the way you'll act. And people will respond to you as a worthwhile being. They'll respect you because you respect yourself. And this is what I share with people who want scholarships. As you pay back the scholarship, the world will respect you as you respect yourself. We've had many people who have taken scholarships and many people who have taken our courses, and over the years they have abundantly repaid that scholarship, and also they have supported this institution that we can work with other people and make scholarships available to other people around the world because of their generous contributions to the organization. Now, this is a very wonderful and a very fine and powerful thing. But I have found that when people do not plan on paying back a scholarship, they don't plan on getting any benefit from the courses either. And how interesting that is. Now, just remember, when the going gets tough, that's when the tough get going. When you find circumstances to be most difficult for you, that's when you begin to use the principle all the more. You begin to chant your mantras more sincerely and more powerfully. And as you do that, you watch and you see the magic and the mysteries that take place to bring good into your life and into your affairs. Always pay your own way. Never be a piker that someone else is paying or someone else is paying your way. Always pay your own way. Always do your best to pay your own way. And as you do this, you'll find abundance flooding into your life in ever greater measure. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you eternally.